Mask of the Red Death. The Red Death was a dangerous disease. It had attacked the people of the country for many, many years. It caused pain and bleeding. Red marks appeared on the skin of sufferers, so friends and family avoided them. Nobody helped them. They died half an hour after these symptoms appeared. Prince Prospero didn't care about the disease. When half of the population of his country had died, he moved to a castle with 1,000 of his closest friends and family. The castle had thick, strong walls and gates of iron. He wanted to prevent anyone from entering or leaving. There were animals, food, and drink in the castle, so the residents could stay safely there until the Red Death had passed. Also, the prince provided clowns, dancers, and musicians to entertain those inside. There was only the Red Death outside. The prince had a strange taste. He decorated the castle in his own personal style. There were 7 rooms in his apartment. Each room had a window that looked onto a central corridor. The windows were tall and narrow. Each window was a different colour. The prince decorated the first room in blue, and the glass in the window was blue. The second was purple with purple glass. The third was green. The fourth was orange. The fifth was white. And the sixth was violet. Only the 7th room did not have matching decoration and windows. It had black paint on the walls and heavy black curtains. The windows were blood red. None of the rooms had lamps or candles. But in the central corridor, large candles burned outside each window. The flames danced, so in each room, coloured patterns floated prettily on the walls. But in the 7th room, the effect was of horror. After the prince had been in the castle for about 6 months, he decided to hold a masked ball. He invited his friends to his private apartments and provided musicians and entertainment. Only the prince didn't wear a mask. The guests wandered from room to room. They were impressed by the beautiful colours on the walls. But nobody wanted to go into the 7th room. There was a giant clock in the 7th room. Every hour, the strange sound from the clock made the musicians and dancers stop and listen to its clang. Clang, clang. Faces turned pale as they listened. The elderly began to feel scared. When the sound stopped, the musicians looked at each other and smiled. Why had they been so nervous? They continued to play for an hour. Then the clock started its clang again, and the same thing happened. Despite this strangeness, the party was magnificent. Some of the guests thought the prince was mad because of his strange taste. However, when they met him, they could see he was not mad. In addition to the food, drink, and musicians, the prince provided strange entertainments. Actors dressed in strange costumes. They appeared like dreams. They wandered from room to room. Some had no arms. Some wore few clothes, and others danced madly. The dreams danced in the coloured lights, creating a strange atmosphere, and every hour the clock went clang. The dreams froze and waited for the last clang. And then, when the sound of the clock faded, the music restarted. People started laughing, and the dreams danced more wildly than before. The 7th room was empty, as the guests were all afraid to enter. The party went on in the crowded rooms until the clock started its clang at midnight. The musicians stopped playing. The dancers stopped dancing. And some noticed the uninvited guest at the party. They whispered to others. And soon the masked guests became so scared. This new guest was strange and scary. He was tall and thin. He was dressed in clothes from the grave. His mask covered his face, and it looked like a dead body. But was it a mask? The guests appreciated a good costume and a realistic mask. But this was too much. And now they could see the signs of the Red Death on the mask. Red marks covered its face. The stranger moved slowly round the room. When the prince saw the uninvited guest, he got so angry. "Who dares to bring this to my party?" he shouted. "Arrest him. Remove his mask. We will hang him at sunrise." The prince was in the blue room when he spoke. Some of his closest friends heard his words, and, although they were afraid, they rushed towards the uninvited guest. The silent stranger took a step towards the prince, and nobody dared touch him. They were terrified and moved away. The stranger walked from the blue room to the purple, the green, the orange, the white and violet. At that point, the prince grabbed a knife and ran after the stranger. He was now at the entrance to the seventh room. As the prince lifted his knife to stab, the stranger turned suddenly. They were face to face. There was a loud cry. The knife fell. And the body of the dead Prince Prospero fell too. The guests ran into the seventh room and grabbed the uninvited guest. But they were shocked to find that under his grave clothes, there was nobody. He was the Red Death. He had come in like a thief in the night. He killed the guests one by one. The giant clock died. The candles went out, and the castle fell into darkness.